This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Telephone number here in the studio if you would like to join us and be heard is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Cahoda.
And Nikki.
So we talked about the sinkhole eating the police station.
Yep, that was important.
We talked about this creepy, you know, Black Mirror-esque puffy bear pacifier for loneliness pillow thingy, a nail-shaped pillow with a teddy bear head.
Super creepy.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about next? We're going to talk about climate change.
Yay.
Specifically, we're going to talk about one state mandates teaching climate change in almost all school subjects, even physical education. This from Hechinger Report, New Jersey's teachers are now required to teach climate change beginning in kindergarten and across most subjects, including art, social studies, world languages, and PE.
And I'm sure it's pretty difficult to homeschool your children in this state. It's probably a lot of laws, a lot of regulations, a lot of restrictions.
I imagine Jersey's pretty bad, but I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Supporters hope the lessons will spread.
Spread to what? Pension. I just don't get what they're trying to do. Like, what are they teaching them?
Well, climate change, of course.
Yeah.
What is that?
That could mean anything.
Climate change, to me, is a political agenda.
To me, it's chemtrails.
Like,
are they going to teach them about chemtrails?
It started off being called global warming, which, of course,
we were told that
if we didn't stop global warming and the erosion of the ozone layer, that we wouldn't be able to breathe by the year 2000.
Yep.
Well, and then, you know, it's 2022 and everything's fine.
Well, they fixed it.
No, they didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't hear that? They fixed it. They fixed the ozone.
They didn't fix anything.
Yeah, they fixed it.
Mother Nature, like, is capable of repairing herself. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that, like, you know, the hubris to think that human beings could, like, the only thing human beings are capable of wiping out is themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Mother Earth is going to be fine. The planet's going to be fine.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. And that's why I don't really worry about it, because I'm sure most of the animals on the Earth will be fine. Like, if ants went extinct, we wouldn't be alive. You know, there are certain creatures that are very important to the entire ecosystem of the Earth.
Yes, bees.
Humans,
for example,
are not one of them.
Right.
So
we just happen to be the innovative predator, right? The top dog, if you will. With regards to that, but we've seen Mother Earth shake off top predators before.
Yep.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, saber-toothed tigers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, saber-toothed tigers. Nice.
Yeah.
This story coming from Pennington, New Jersey. There was 1 minute left on Suzanne Horsley's stopwatch, and the atmosphere remained thick with carbon dioxide, despite the energetic efforts of her class of third graders to clear the air.
I'm confused.
I know. Hang on. Horsley, a wellness teacher at Tollgate Grammar School in Pennington, New Jersey, had tasked the kids with tossing balls of yarn representing carbon dioxide molecules to their peers stationed at plastic discs representing forests.
Do they know that trees consume carbon dioxide?
I assume so, but, you know. So basically, she has kids playing with molecules of carbon dioxide and tossing them to other kids stationed at the discs, which are supposed to be forests.
Oh, so they're representing how they absorb it?
You know, I don't know. the first round of the game was set in the 1700s, and the kids had cleared the field in under 4 minutes. But this third round took place in the present day after the advent of cars, factories, and electricity, and massive deforestation with fewer forests to catch the balls and longer distances to throw. The kids couldn't keep up.
Oh, no.
This just doesn't sound...
Let's make the kids fail.
Right.
Yeah, let's put them through this exercise where they're just going to fail. That was hard, said Horsley. After the round ended, in this time period versus the 1700s, way more challenging, right? Yeah, the students chimed in.
So, good little lemmings.
It just doesn't actually prove anything. Like, this isn't actually teaching children. It's just like, hey, this is my perspective on a thing.
It's brainwashing.
This is what the state wants me to tell you. So I'm just going to have you do this weird random exercise that doesn't actually prove or really teach you anything.
But furthers the climate change agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently.
In 2022, we got a lot of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, said Horsley. What's the problem with it? What is it causing? Global warming, volunteered one girl.
And what does that mean?
Pick me.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm old enough to remember before global warming was a thing, and everybody was scared because, like, they started out with, like, oh, they're chopping down the rainforests, and the rainforests are going to cause all sorts of blah, 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 and, like, nothing happened, right? They didn't really save the rainforest. They saved parts of them and that kind of a thing, but, like, you know, but really, like, nothing happened. It was fine. Yeah, the Earth went on, humans went on, here we are. And so because global warming never actually happened, right, like, the outcomes that they were predicting for global warming, they had to change the name.
Yeah.
They had to change...
Climate change.
So now it's climate change. Yeah. Well, you can't deny climate change. Well, no, because the climate changes all the frickin' time. It just changed here in New Hampshire. It went from summer to fall, and then again from fall to winter.
And yes, you can deny climate change. It's called... being open-minded and free-thinking and critical thinking.
Well, I'm just saying, the climate does change all of the time.
Right.
It's not like some, you know, thing that, like, yeah.
Right, but the concept of climate change, though.
The Earth literally goes through cycles. There was the Ice Age. There were periods where the Earth was a lot hotter than it is right now. Now we're kind of in this, like, medium temperate period. And it seems like maybe it's going into a hotter climate, maybe not. It's just natural for the Earth to change, and I think it's very, like, narcissistic for humans to think that they're so important when, like we mentioned before, the Earth is going to be fine.
Yeah. What it is it's an agenda that uses brainwashing as a way to further control the population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if you're scared of this thing, this invisible boogeyman.
Go buy a Tesla.
And it's always, like, imminent danger.
Like, yep.
Like, if we don't do this now, within 5 years, you know, the world's going to be doomed.
And then they push it back. So it's like, Manhattan's going to be underwater. I remember hearing that. Like, all the coastal cities, they're going to be underwater by 2050. I'll still be alive in 2050, probably. Let's see if that actually happens. But, you know, once we approach that, they just keep pushing the date out. It's the same as the, second coming of Christ people. They're like, 2012, you know.
Yeah.
2000, 2012, like, it's happening.
He's going to be here tomorrow.
He's going to be here tomorrow. Oh, well, you know, I know I said he was going to be here tomorrow, but, like, I really meant in 2 years. Oh, I know I said that, but I really meant in 10. You know, they just keep changing the date to fit their narrative.
And part of the problem is that human beings, unfortunately, have a pretty short memory.
Yeah,
so a lot of people forget that they said that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, the politicians pushing these climate change agendas into things like public schools and mandating they be taught in every subject.
Which doesn't even, you would think they would limit, if they're going to do it, they would limit it to science.
Or social studies or something.
Something.
Right? You know, because it's a political agenda, right? Yeah,
social studies.
You know.
Political science.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Socialist studies, as I used to call it in school.
You're gonna learn about it in math. You're going to write about it in English, even in physical education. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And they're mandating it. And we'll talk about what that means to these poor children. If you have children in public school in New Jersey, get them the F out. It's just my opinion. I mean, in public school in general. But if they're mandating this kind of crap, I have no use for public schools. 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night's edition. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Kahuna,
and Nikki.
I'm talking about this article from HetchingerReport.org, which says, basically, New Jersey is mandating teaching climate change in every subject in public schools. Now,
outrageous.
You would think that there would be something that is more important than climate change.
Well, so can you think of anything that has been mandated to be taught in every subject in public schools?
No.
Like, ever?
Like, no, because that doesn't make sense, because each subject has different curriculum,
right?
Because that makes sense.
Like, if it has happened, I'm not aware. Now, I don't have kids, so, like, yeah, I'm a little isolated from this kind of stuff. I don't pay attention to what goes on in public schools, because public schools are just training for slaves, right?
Yeah.
It's a brainwashing, daycare facility for working parents who are too dumb to figure out how to educate their children on a one-income household.
They're indoctrination camps.
They are.
That's what public schools are. Children, you know, I know a lot of children, actually. I have a lot of friends with kids. I know a lot of different kinds of children.
Yeah.
I know children that have gone to public school, and I know children that are homeschooled. And let me tell you, I see, you know, some of these homeschooled children are substantially more intelligent than their public school peers.
And better adjusted to, like, interacting with human beings.
With adults, too, when you treat a child as an equal and like they're a person and you talk to them normally and you don't baby them.
Yeah.
And that's what goes on in public schools. They're talked down to, they're taught to, like, fear and blindly obey authority, where if, you know, some of these libertarian homeschooled children are taught philosophy at a very young age. And another thing is, public school, the children are, you know, if you have a child that needs extra help or maybe they're not as smart, it's going to hold the entire class back.
Right, yeah.
So if you have a child that's brilliant and they're really, really good at math and their parents see that they're really good at math and they help them thrive in that subject, they're able to really flourish.
Right. What you're saying is public schools teach at the pace of the slowest student in the class.
Yeah, and it's one size fits all.
Right.
So, you know, not like I had one family who their daughter was really, really good at reading and their son was really good at math. So instead of forcing the kids, like, he could barely read, but he was better at math than I was, and the kid's 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were like, well, clearly this is what he's interested in, so it makes more sense for, like, he'll learn how to read eventually.
Yeah, he has to if he's going to do math. Yeah.
And for her, she was pretty bad at math, but she was a brilliant reader, reading at a college level, and she was 7 years old. So they, you know, they let kids thrive in their, you know, it's like, it's just the public school system does not make sense to me.
The way I describe public schools, it's a lot of things that are mandated by the government or controlled by the government, is guaranteed mediocrity.
Mm.
And that's exactly what it is.
That's putting it nicely.
Yeah. I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the statistics bear it out. One out of every five high school graduates in the United States is functionally illiterate.
Yeah.
One out of every five graduates. So we're not even talking about kids who dropped out, the kids who didn't finish. Right. We're talking about the kids who are given a diploma. You have graduated high school. One in five functionally illiterate.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's mind-blowing that you can graduate high school. Because you wouldn't be able to get a GED if you couldn't read.
Right. So the article continues. 2 years ago, New Jersey became the first state in the country to adopt learning standards obligating teachers to instruct kids about climate change across grade levels and subjects. The standards, which went into effect this fall, notice they're calling them standards, not mandates, right? You know,
sounds nicer.
Yeah, sounds nicer. The standards, which went into effect this fall, introduced students as young as kindergartners to the subject, not just in science class, but in the arts, world languages, socialist studies, and physical education. I added the ist.
Yeah.
Supporters say the instruction is necessary to prepare younger generations for a world and labor market increasingly reshaped by climate change.
You know, that's a meaningless statement.
Yeah.
Reshaped by climate change?
You know what? You know what's been the most responsible for reshaping the labor market in recent years?
The government.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, did perhaps the government grounding everybody for, you know, a year across the globe reshape the labor market, do you think?
And I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm like, my field hasn't changed at all because of climate change.
Yeah.
It hasn't been affected at all. And I'm thinking of other fields like tech and, you know, whatever. They haven't.
Yeah. Can you name an industry that has?
I mean, I don't really believe in the legitimacy of it, but I could if I did, like maybe real estate or like some sort of environmental.
I mean, but like roofers can't roof when it rains out. Like, but that's been.
Yeah, but that's been a fact for, you know, a long time.
So weather-dependent stuff hasn't really changed. You just got to wait for it to get nice out again.
Well, when Manhattan floods, you know, that's really going to affect the real estate
market. You're a climate denier, Captain.
Yeah.
I don't deny there's climate. There's climate right now. I'm not in denial. Will it change? Yes, it will.
Hmm?
In fact, I guarantee it will change. Whether or not mankind does anything or stops doing stuff, it's going to change because that's Mother Nature.
Thanos could literally snap his finger and we could all disappear, and climate would still change.
Yes. Quote, there's no way we can expect our children to have the solutions and the innovations to these challenges if we're not giving them the tools and resources needed here and now, said Tammy Murphy, the wife of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, and a founding member of former Vice President Al Gore's Climate Reality Action Fund.
There you go.
Who pushed to get the standards into schools. Just as students must be able to add and subtract before learning calculus, she said kids need to understand the basics of climate change, the vocabulary, the logic behind it, before they can tackle the climate crisis.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to restate what she says, the part about we're not giving them the tools and resources needed here and now. I'm going to say if we're not brainwashing them along the way. That's what that means.
Yeah, that's a very good translation. You've got your handy all-language translator.
Yes, I do.
Your BS translator?
Correct.
Nice. Well done. You put anything politicians say in there and it comes out correct?
You got it.
Nice. Keep that around. We're going to need that. Maybe send me a copy or something. We'll use it on Free Talk Live frequently. Historically, climate change has not been comprehensively taught in U.S. schools, largely because of the partisanship surrounding climate change and many teachers' limited grasp of the science behind it. That started to change in 2013 with the release of new national science standards, which instructed science teachers to introduce students to climate change and its human causes starting in middle school. 603-283-6160. Are you a climate change denier? Do you want this taught to kindergartners? Give us a call. Let us know. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control, was rocked by shelling on Sunday, drawing condemnation from the UN nuclear watchdog, which said such attacks risked a major disaster. More than a dozen blasts shook Europe's biggest nuclear power plant on Saturday evening and Sunday. The United Nations Security Council needs to take significant measures in response to the latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Qatar's ruler opened the World Cup on Sunday with a call for people of all races and orientations to put aside their differences, speaking as the host nation faced a barrage of criticism over its treatment of foreign workers and LGBT rights. The Muslim Gulf nation is staking its reputation on delivering a smooth tournament and has denied accusations of abuse of workers and discrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
(603-283-6160) is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Kahuna,
and Nikki.
We're talking about climate change. Apparently, New Jersey politicians have decided to force all subjects from K through 12 to teach climate change.
No, they're allowing them to give students the tools
mandated
and resources to be able to solve this problem.
Historically, climate change has not been comprehensively taught in U.S. schools, largely because of the partisanship surrounding climate change. They're admitting it's a political issue there.
And who started that? I mean, right, like you said, they just admitted it.
Al Gore?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's the first time I started hearing about global warming was when Al Gore was, like, trying to, you know, make a name for himself. And his wife, Tipper, was busy taking a big crap on the music industry.
Yeah, she was all about censorship.
Yeah.
Censorship and music.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a paper in college on that.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tipper Gore. She's a real winner.
Yeah, the PMRC is a giant
PMRC,
piece of crap organization. Should be burned and forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the change started in 2013 with the release of the new National Science Standards, which instructed science teachers to introduce students to climate change and its human causes starting in middle school. Still, only 20 states have adopted the standards. So they're not really standards then if not everybody's adopted it. Yes. The words and definitions matter, people. Blah, blah, blah. A 2020 report from the National Center for Science Education and Texas Freedom Network Education Fund found that many states didn't follow the new guidance, weren't explicit in their standards about the human causes of climate change, and a few even promoted falsehoods about its cause and degree of seriousness. Meanwhile, discussions of climate change outside science class remains relatively rare, educators and experts say. New Jersey is trying to change that. But it's not a simple task. Like teachers around the country, educators here are exhausted after years of COVID disruptions and, as elsewhere, some schools face dire teacher shortages. On top of this, many educators don't feel prepared to teach climate change.
Gee, you think?
Well, just follow the curriculum that we give you, and you don't have to use your brain.
I think your translator is saying something like, these teachers don't like lying to their students. On top of this, a 2021 survey of 164 New Jersey teachers found that many lacked confidence in their knowledge of the subject.
Or confidence in the legitimacy of the subject.
And some held misconceptions about it, or differing opinions, confusing the problem with other environmental issues such as plastic pollution.
I mean, God forbid you have differing opinions, right?
If politicians are mandating that a subject be taught in public schools in every subject, and they can't even get the correct information to the teachers for them to feel comfortable teaching the subject, tells you a lot about the subject, and like just seems to me like it's an illegitimate subject to be taught. Because if you can't teach the teachers, and the teachers don't understand it, then it must not be understandable.
Yeah, one would assume.
For now, the climate instruction requirements haven't faced much pushback from climate deniers and conservatives.
Apparently, climate deniers.
Apparently, you can be a conservative and a climate denier, or you can be a climate denier without being a conservative. Okay, whatever. Who've trained their attacks instead on the state's new sex education standards. I don't even know about that. But state officials anticipate some criticism as the lessons begin to roll out in the classrooms. A more pressing concern, and one that plagues any education initiative because of local controls of schools, is that the lessons are rolling out unevenly across the state. We must have uniform lessons. All the lessons must be uniform.
There's that guaranteed mediocrity again.
Right. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, you know, maybe you're tuning into the show for the first time, the United States public schooling system is modeled after the Prussian schooling system. The Prussian schooling system was designed to make obedient factory workers. That's where you get the desks lined up in the rows and the taskmaster at the front of the school with the stick, right? Although they used like whips and switches and that kind of thing. They would physically punish the learners. And it was designed to just churn out obedient factory workers. It was not designed to educate the next generation of children.
It's prison. It is prison for children that are completely innocent and did nothing wrong. I remember I was shocked when I went to visit someone in, jail, and I'm looking around.
You're like, am I at a school?
Literally, they had the same ceiling, the same floors, the same walls,
same food,
same furniture, same food. I was mortified, and it never dawned on me until I stepped foot in the Department of Corrections that it was, and I always felt that way as a child. I was always miserable in school.
Yep.
I felt so contained.
Yep.
I felt unsatisfied with my education. I was just so bored, and it was just, the material is so dry, and it's just, it wasn't doing anything for me.
Yeah. When I was in school, and whenever there was sort of a learn at your own pace type of a program in place, or if it was time to like take a test, I would always finish before everybody else, and then wonder why am I here? What am I I could do whatever it was they asked me to do. I could learn whatever it was they asked me to learn. I could memorize it, regurgitate it, enter it on a test. But then I'm like, what's the point of all of this?
Yeah, what's the point?
I just am like, why am I in this, day prison So,
well, it's free government babysitting. That's not free because you have to pay for it.
I've said this before, but like, I don't know. Take a famous brand. Pick one. Famous brand.
Nike.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the swoosh of the United States of the swoosh, and to the swoosh for which we stand, one swoosh under God, with swoosh and swooshes for all. Now, imagine swooshes, Nike branding, Nike having a hold of your kids for 12 hours a day, or 10 hours, or whatever, 8 hours a day, for 12 years, right? Do you think when they got done with that they would be loyal to the Nike brand?
I mean, yeah, they're probably not going to wear Adidas after that.
Right.
Unless they try to...
Or Chucks or Pumas, you know, or whatever, right?
Want to be...
Yeah.
Those are the rebels. You know,
the rebels, right. Yeah, that's the thing. Because I remember when I was in public school, I was like, I hate the U.S., I hate the government, and it made me, you know... It made me rebel against that because I saw the brainwashing, and it just made me resent the entire system. And that's where, like, all of this, who I am today, stemmed from, was because I could see through their BS, and I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But most people can't because they come out of public school. You know, I was the kid that was sitting down during the Pledge of Allegiance, and people would stare at me and be like, what is wrong with this girl? You absolutely cannot do that. Like, that is just so, it was just so, people felt it was so disrespectful. And people couldn't even believe that I wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
I'm not in a cult.
Yeah.
I am, you know, I'm stepping away. You know, at 14 years old, I was like, I'm stepping away from your cult. I'm not doing this.
I'm a bit older than you, so I'm glad to hear that they're, like, when I was going to school, everybody just stood. Everybody just did the thing. Right? Nobody, there wasn't one person, one kid that for any reason, like, even, like, the kid who came to school in crutches, they'd, like, get up out of their chair on one crutch and, like, stand. You know, so I'm glad that at least some things are changing. We'll talk more about climate change being mandated to be taught in all grades. In the not so.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's fine. And we're back.
We are back.
And we're back. The monotonous tones of... I'm trying to remember the name of it. I invented a band. Oh, they were called Mindless Automaton. Right? And they have, you know, all their songs basically sound exactly the same. It's just them droning on in monotone all the time. And their hit songs are stuff like, "We will obey, we will obey." Right? It's just that over and over again, like a bunch of, you know, almost like chanting, if you will.
I feel like I know that band.
Yeah. I think they play it in the background of public schools. It's just on while the kids are there. 603-283-6160. This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are ripping, we're talking about the state of New Jersey and their public school system, where apparently they've successfully mandated climate change be taught in every subject, in every grade, from K through 12.
You will comply.
And it's as horrible as you think it might be. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Kahuna.
And Nikki.
Just a little more from the article. Schools in affluent towns like Pennington tend to have more time and resources to introduce new instruction. Schools in poorer communities like Camden that are often the most vulnerable to climate disasters. What's a climate disaster?
That doesn't even make sense. So just because it's a poor community, they're
the
more
resources.
Vulnerable yeah. to climate disaster. That doesn't... That literally doesn't make any sense at all.
No, and, well, what's a climate disaster?
I'm assuming they mean, like, a hurricane or a tornado.
That's weather.
I mean, yeah. Well, and
no,
that's why I'm
disaster,
saying
dude.
That doesn't make... a natural disaster, right? That's what my brain is thinking,
okay.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Right, right. Climate disaster, as a phrase, is new. That's something
that's not real.
That's been made up, you know, in the last decade or so. Right? Since it went from, what was the old, global warming?
Yeah, global warming,
right?
Yeah.
They previously would have had to call it a global warming disaster, but because the phrase has changed from global warming to climate change, they now call it a climate disaster, which is BS. It's a made-up word, because whatever they're talking about already exists as other words. Hurricane, tornado.
Yeah, natural disaster
right?
would
but
be the
But those aren't really
term.
Climate disasters, right? Natural disaster could be an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It just, yeah, it doesn't make any sense because, you know, if you said something like, okay, poor, like, lower income communities are more at risk for, like, overdose.
Right.
That is something that is tangible, it makes sense, and, like, you can have legitimate data to back that up. but they're more susceptible to climate disasters. First, we need to define that term.
They need to define it in this article because they wrote it, which of course they don't.
So what is... So we can't even...
We're left to know or not know.
We can't even continue because we don't know what it means.
The article continues, I'm happy to see New Jersey as a pioneer of climate change standards, said Maria Santiago Valentin, a co-founder of the Atlantic Climate Justice Alliance, a group that works to mitigate the disproportionate harm of climate change on marginalized communities. There's just so much to unwrap there. But she said the standards will need to be revised if they fail to adequately emphasize the unequal impact of climate change on Black and Hispanic communities or ensure that students in those communities receive the instruction. All right, so climate affects people. Climate is not racist, right? First and foremost. Right.
Well, apparently it is.
Climate doesn't go around going, oh, I'm not going to do anything over there because there's a certain race of people over there. I'm going to go over here where there's a race of people that I don't like and I'm going to affect them more. It's not how climate works. Climate, like, oh, it got too cold out. Is that a climate disaster? It got too hot. Is that a climate disaster? No, that's the weather.
It's weather.
I can't read any more of this. All right, just a little more. New Jersey is making some effort to help teachers adopt the standards, setting aside $5 million for lesson plans and professional development and enlisting teachers like Horsley, who hold a master's degree in outdoor education and has a passion for the environment, to develop model lessons. Supporters are trying to ensure that teachers have plenty of examples for teaching standards in age-appropriate ways with racial and environmental justice as one of the key features of the instruction.
Yikes.
Yeah, this... I really, the more I read, the more I don't like New Jersey and their public school system this Horsley person and other politicians. It's really kind of sickening to me.
Yeah, it's pretty alarming. I've been looking for the definition of climate disaster, and it's been very hard to find because apparently it's not a real thing, but I did find one thing on it.
Right.
It is a hydrometeorological, like floods, storms, heat waves, and climatological disasters, droughts, wildfires, rather than geophysical ones, which are earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, that are on the rise. The global increase in intense floods, storms, droughts, and heat waves has a very likely and ominous link to climate change. So, none of that made sense to me.
Yeah,
those are a lot of words.
I heard word salad, but yeah.
That was the only thing I could find.
The article continues, it's not like we're asking kindergartners to look at the Keeling Curve, said Laura Madden, a professor of education at the College of New Jersey, who prepared a report on the standards referring to a graph showing daily carbon dioxide concentrations. We're trying to point out areas where we can build some of those foundational blocks so that by the time the students are in upper elementary or middle school, they really have that solid foundation. I can't. This article goes on. And it is as sickening as you think it is, if not more. This is horrible for education. This is horrible for individuals. If you want your child to be a mindless automaton, then perhaps you should move to New Jersey and enroll them in public school, because it looks like that's what you're going to get. Yeah. All right. Insert generic segue here. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. I just want to let you guys know that me and Richard, we finally tracked the bus on real time on the app.
What happened?
You could actually track the bus on the real time. It's a satellite. You have to have a smartphone,
and
then GPS. You could actually see the bus moving. So you could.
Oh, it's Sarah's first time on the internet. She just got a new tablet, and it sounds like she downloaded the app for her local city bus. And so she's all excited that she can...
What's it, like a bus tracker?
Yeah, yeah, it's the bus app. It lets you know GPS. When the bus is on the way. Yeah.
Okay.
It's her first time experiencing such a thing, apparently.
Okay.
Global
all right.
positioning
I got
system.
It. I got it. Okay.
You've never experienced this before, right, Sarah?
Well, I heard about it, and I have seen other people doing that. Young people with their phone, and they would start getting ready to catch the bus. And I heard it. You could catch the bus, but we finally got that smartphone, and it took us like about a month and a half to figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
We actually had to have somebody show us how to do it, and we had to keep practicing because we're kind of old.
Sarah, I have a question for you. Do you believe in climate change? What do you think about climate change?
There's a lot of truth to it, greenhouse effect and all of that, but, you know, haven't they always had volcanoes, earthquakes, and tornadoes and hurricanes all the time before all this for centuries?
I believe so.
Yep.
Like since the beginning of time. Sure enough.
Global warming is maybe some to blame, but they blame everything for, like our polars changing. We have a polar switch every 11,000 years. I think they said the North Pole is up by Moscow and it's still moving. So I don't know if does it do a complete flip? So that's when they had that continent of Atlantis. They call it the Atlantic Ocean because of Atlantis. That's when the poles were the other way. So when it gets switched around, it's going to get popped back up.
Sarah, thanks for the call, and thanks for explaining climate change to our listeners. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Do you have any comments on Sarah, on climate change, on New Jersey mandating it be taught in their schools, K-12, or if you want to bring up anything else, hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up next.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.